1, 2, 3, 4.
Good day, everybody. Tim Karskatten here, Christian Center Shreveport, Louisiana, bringing our daily podcast. We have a prophetic word today for the season we're in. Our Lord is saying, you have spiritual weapons. Use them. You need to war right now because the Lord wants you to take territory. All right, let's listen in.
Two-edged sword in our hands, we will march into battle, declaring God reigns in a holy armor and the power of His name. We will fight on the side of the Lamb. Oh, the weapons not carnal, but mighty in heaven. We will fight on the side of the Lamb. The weapons not carnal, but mighty in heaven.
Well, good day, everybody. 17th day of February, 2022. Pray you're having a great day today, and that the Lord is sitting on the throne in your eyes. Sometimes we think that's not true because of all the warfare we're going through, but we must see Him high and lifted up. His train fills the temple. You know, I was sharing Sunday about that in my message, about how Isaiah, you know, felt so unworthy, thought, you know, in the presence of the king, he was not going to be able to be used or even survive. I think when you read that passage in Isaiah 60, you didn't think he was even going to survive. But when the Lord removes his iniquity and then asks, who will go for me? Isaiah quickly said, here am I, send me. Because he realized that the only thing holding him back or the only thing causing him to fear that he could not be used was his own sin, his own iniquity. But when Jesus took it away from us all, like he did for Isaiah there, we are emboldened and we have power to come to the throne of grace. Amen. I hope that encourages you. We've been doing a lot of prophetic this week, got so much going on. The warfare in the world is intense. Especially in Europe, you got the Ukraine-Russian continues, that saga continues to go on. We also have the one in Canada where now they've declared national law, War Power Acts, things like that against unarmed, simple, peaceful protesters. You know, for us in America in 2020, we saw burning buildings down, burning police stations down, and none of them were arrested. They did nothing to stop them. And now you have peaceful protesters and, you know, they're going to invoke war power acts, become violent with them, arresting people, et cetera. So this is the season we're in. And so therefore we have weapons that God has given us and we must war with them. And I'm asking you that question. Are you warring with your weapons? Are you in a place like we talked about earlier this week in hope deferred? You can't be there, guys. God has equipped us on how to deal with the battle that is in front of us, not only globally, but also within your own household. It is time to war. It is time to stop allowing the enemy to take territory and allowing him to advance. We've been sharing on our live streams and some of these podcasts that a word that was released earlier this year from Pat King about out of Samuel. It's also in Chronicles, where it says that the kings in the spring went out to war. And that's where we are. We're within, I believe, March, April, especially these two key months that are coming up are going to be major, major seasons of advancing and moving toward the enemy's front lines and contending with him. Well, if I'm going to go head to head, toe to toe with our enemy, I wanted to make sure I know my weapons and my capacities that I've been given by the Lord, by His grace, in order to fight. And I think that's critical. You know, we're waiting and we're praying for the third great awakening, or I think Bill Hammond calls it the third great reformation. And we know it's coming. I can feel it. I know it. The Lord told me to have not only faith, but to believe in the fulfillment of it. That's different than just believing God can do it. That's knowing and believing that He will do it. And so as we come into this time in this season in the world, it's going to be a war before it happens. You look what happened in the Great Reformation with Martin Luther in Germany, and the battle that went on, and the millions, I want to say this, millions of people that were martyred in this battle for reforming the church and bringing it into a new place. And any transformation, any change in the world always comes with a struggle. The enemy is not just going to surrender territory. The demonic realm that has spent generations sometimes building a structure is not going to just sit there and go, oh, they figured out, they got a word from the Lord, they're going to have to come, they're coming, we're just out of here. No, it's going to be a war. And most Christians don't know how, or they don't know what their weapons are and don't know how to use them against their enemy. And many do not believe that we are to do warfare. On top of that, you know, there's people that have told me that before. There's nothing in the New Testament that talks about army or war. I'm like, what? I mean, I just want to look at them and say, do you have some special New Testament that we don't have? He says that we don't battle against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities. Battle, wrestle, fight, that's war. We march on, read the book of Revelation. It's all about war. So that's where we are. God's challenging the church to join him in this movement for this third great awakening and really to go on the offensive to destroy works of the devil and to begin to possess our promised inheritance. Earth is our inheritance. Just like Canaan or the promised land was for Israel, the earth is ours. That's for our inheritance. We're fighting for that. The meek shall inherit the earth. That's our passion. And we're called to do that. And so we have to be offensive right now. We got to be moving forward. That's what that word I just shared, Pat King, had that in the spring, the kings went out to war. And that is where we are. And they went out not to just fight a few devils. They went out to take territory, to get back lands, plan to take over kings and territories and bring them into the kingdom of God. The kingdoms of this world will become the kingdoms of our Lord and of our Christ. The book of Revelation tells us that. So, in 2 Corinthians 10:4, it says, we do war. It says, but the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty to God for the pulling down of strongholds. So be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, for we do not war against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual armies of wickedness in heavenly places. That's what Ephesians 6 tells us. And then in Jeremiah, it says the prophet has the calling and the authority to root up and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down, and you're set over the nations and the kingdoms. That's what Jeremiah 1:10 says. And Jeremiah 51:20 says, and God said of the saints, you are my battle axe and weapons of war. You are. Do you understand that in the spirit you're a battle axe? You are a weapon of war. You know, one of the ways that we can fight with is our shout. Shout to the Lord, we say, you know, and they did that at Jericho and other places where the shout is powerful. Gideon did it. It's one of our greatest weapons in a corporate weapon, in a corporate setting. Weapons, there's something about when we shout in unison that it explodes the spirit realm and it does destruction to the kingdom of darkness. It's like an atom bomb that does it in the natural realm. And I realize, you know, a lot of evangelicals, y'all are just a bunch of emotional Pentecostals. No, we're doing what the scripture says. Shout to the Lord, all you people, right? That's what it tells us. Clap your hands, all you people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. I remember once when I was a young pastor and we were really getting into warfare and we were having a meeting and I had a guy with a shofar there and he was new to me, the shofar and the whole teaching of it. I was just learning about it. And so I was childlike. I said, well, the Bible says do this. Let's do it. So I had him come up after he taught about the shofar. And I said, we're going to blow this shofar and we're going to shout to the Lord. You know, we're going to let loose. We're going to let loose in this room and you're going to see God show up. And I remember when we did this, we shouted. I mean, the building, I thought the roof was going to come off. And there was probably, 150 people in there. But we shouted at the top of our lungs, and he blew his shofar. And I mean, it was painful. It was so deafening. And so after we did this, and then God showed up in a mighty way, the meeting. So after the service, I went to my sound guy, and I said, man, why did you do that? I said, it was loud enough without you turning up all the microphones and you know, making it louder in the room. I said, my ears were actually hurting. And I was kind of upset with him. And he said, Pastor, I turned the sound system off. He said, I couldn't figure out where the sound was coming from. There was more noise in the room than there were people. And I thought, oh, my, you know, Mr. Faith here. I didn't even recognize that we were probably joined by an angelic realm shouting with us. So what? We are God's spiritual air force, and our sound moves the airs. We knock out enemies' communications, and we declare a no-fly zone over our area. We can do this, right? You know, the battle in Ukraine right now with Russia, the first thing they're doing to test their abilities, the Russians are, is to knock out the communications of the Ukrainian army, and they did it. Their cyber hackers went in there and hacked them. They're actually affecting even some of our systems in America. See, they're trying to me, this Antichrist spirit says, if I can have the airwaves and I can take their communications away, then they'll be in a disarray and I can overwhelm them. Well, look, we can do the same thing. We can cause chaos against our enemy that he's in disarray and he can't talk to himself. He can't get a word out there, all right? We got to get to that. Ephesians 1. 19:20, also in 2:6, the heavenlies belong to the church, for we are seated where? Together. Where? In heavenly places in Christ, the highest places in the heavenlies. Together, we are seated there. Did you get that? And that is what we want to do, is when we agree together. So when I'm shouting and I'm in agreement in heavenly places, you guys that are listening to this today in Germany and Africa and Australia and other places, Israel, those people that are listening all over to this podcast, look, we're all seated there together. So why don't we shout as one body and agree with one voice that we're going to challenge the enemy in that area? So I want to challenge everybody here today to become part of the Air Force Saints, if we give us a title now. We'll have a new title here. And we're going to clear the heavenlies over our area, and we're going to establish no-fly zones. I want that. I want where the enemy doesn't have this authority to fly over and begin to disrupt our communications and disrupt what we're trying to do. And so God's next move of God is with this army. Our friend Ira Milligan prophesied to us that we are gathering an army. He told me, prophesy, you need to get you an army together. And I knew it was a word from the Lord, because he said, what's coming? You're going to need it. So God is moving the church from the Cold War era into the area of the season where the powers of darkness, and we're going to move into a full-scale active war. And so we must understand that we are called for this day of battle. And for us in the prophetic apostolic movement, we're already on the other side of the Jordan. We're in the territory where we've come to Jericho, to Ai, to all these other places. And that's where the Reformation's going to happen anyway. And when we go into those places, then we can begin to take territory. So we have a unified shout of faith right now. Will you agree with me? Will you shout with me in the Spirit that we will begin to see our enemy defeated? And that is one of our greatest weapons of warfare right there, as we go forward and use these weapons that I've given. So, and I could give you tons of scriptures about shouting in the Word, but I want to we'll just let that be our focus today. There are so many other weapons, but this is one of our greatest ones. It is Joshua 6:20, shouting caused the great walls of Jericho to fall. And then in 1 Thessalonians 4:16, Jesus shouts when he returns. A shout resurrects the dead. It translates living saints. Psalms 47:5, God has gone up with a shout. It launched Jesus into the right hand of the Father. 1 Chronicles 15:28, David and all of Israel brought the Ark of Jerusalem with shouting. Numbers 10:35, when Moses with the ark arose, he started following the cloud of fire. Then Moses and all of Israel would shout, let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. Did you get that? Father, I pray right now a shout over everybody listening to this podcast. Lord, I decree that your shout, your angels, your hosts joining with us when we come with that unified shout from the heavenly places where we're seated, will begin to create no-fly zones over our cities and over our lives where the enemy can't come and bombard us with thoughts and attacks, but that we will be victorious in this hour. Oh, I thank you this week, God. You've given us so many good things. Let this listener today be encouraged and realize they're going to get back what the enemy has stolen. All right. Love you guys. Come back tomorrow, Supernatural Friday. See you. Well, thanks again for listening today. I pray this podcast was a blessing to you and to everybody that you share it with. Please do that. Go to the Podbean or Apple and share those links to others. Also, any of our live streams, just go to our YouTube page, our Rumble page. We also have our own app, Christian Center, Shreveport, and then, of course, our website.com. So do that. Thank you for sowing as always, and I pray that what we're doing with our ministry is an asset to you. Go to our app again, find out all that we're doing. You can send your prayer request there and find out everything that God's using us to do to touch you. All right, come back tomorrow. See you.